What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, so today's episode, I'm in a hotel bedroom in I can't say where I'm at. I'm in the middle of nowhere, Arizona. So that's where I'm at. Girls, where are you?
I'm just in my office at home.
I'm at a lake house.
Wait, didn't you just, where's baby?
She's with me. Have baby will travel. So we decided to just hunker for 3 days, three sleeps, really just 2 full days to like let the kids fish and get outside. And we have a dad at home, which is rare in June. So we're just hanging out. We just moved, we relocated. It's just our family, the core five. So it's still quiet and cozy. And we're just doing life here with a little scenery for a couple of days.
That's awesome.
I think my husband's to avoid postpartum depression, anxiety.
I love that you guys are at a lake. That's amazing.
Yeah, three times a charm.
Mark, and you're in Los Angeles.
I'm in beautiful downtown Burbank right now.
Yes, you are.
In our studio.
And so today we're going to do a little Q&A episode because we haven't done one of those in a minute. And we have the pleasure of having Mark to ask the question. So,
can I ask my question first before we get into their questions?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, let's just dive in, shall we?
To your question.
Yeah, well, I like mine better than theirs, so I wanted to get it in. And I like it that I feel like I can ask you very personal questions, and it doesn't faze you in the slightest, which is great, because there's other shows where we'll do a Q&A, and they'll ask a personal question. Oh, I can't talk about that. Oh, edit that out. I can't talk about that. You've never done that to us ever, and I appreciate that.
Well, I did one time.
Okay.
Remember it was maybe 2 Q&A episodes ago, and I was like, Mark, I can't talk about this person or they're going to keep going out.
Oh, yeah. Legal reasons.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, yes. And I think this person liked to be talked about.
Oh.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
Anyway, my question is, okay.
I just got nervous.
How do I phrase this? So to recap, you're engaged, you're pregnant. My question is, did one motivate the other? Did the pregnancy cause the urgency to get engaged? Because you announced them in the opposite order. I'm wondering if it happened in the other order and there was a reason for that.
It's a really good question.
Thank you.
How do I say this? So when we met and we had the early conversation of, not early conversation, it was probably in February when you started having like, all right, what do you see? Like, what's a crystal ball thing for, like, what are you kind of thinking? And so yeah, that's when we kind of had the discussion where he was like, would you ever have another kid? And I was like, well, I've already, you know, I said, like, I've always said no. And I've talked about that before. But I told him, and this is, I can't remember, Kat, was it you or Kristen? I was called crying about this timeline of things. It might have been you, Kat. Do you remember? Or was it you, KB?
I know we talked about it, but I think you might have called Kristen upset about it.
I think this was the first class chat.
The what?
Wasn't this the first class chat? We were on a flight coming home and we had this like really sentimental moment about the timeline and the order, and we were on a plane.
Okay. So basically what I was expressing, and I remember, having the conversation where I got emotional about it, because I've obviously had been married a couple times, even though in my brain, I just think the one, because that to me was my only marriage. But I, with him, I wanted to do it the way that you grow up dreaming about, where you get engaged, you get married, you have a baby. And I got really choked up about it because I'm like, I can't. Right. So if we want to have a kid, we also want to be married and engaged before that. My age most likely isn't going to allow how I have thought and dreamt it in my fairy tale brain as a kid. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I got really upset about it because I'm like, damn it. I was like, of everyone that I've been with, this makes me like get emotional again. I was like, he's the one person that I wish I would have given like all those like first two. And so that piece was like, I had to kind of go, okay, well, that's not what it's going to look like because I don't have the luxury of time, my ovaries, all those things to go in that fairy tale order of what I wanted. So when we kind of discussed things, I was like, all right, yes, let's try. And in his brain, he always said, he's like, you know, we're going to get engaged and married no matter what, that timeline. So it kind of didn't really matter what became before the other. For me, I really didn't, like at first I really was like, yeah, we should probably get engaged first. But it didn't matter that we got pregnant before we got engaged. It truly was just like, I know I'm going to spend my life with him. So the order at that point became irrelevant.
How long into this relationship when you both knew that this was heading towards marriage?
Well, I mean, definitely when this is cheesy, but definitely when we first met, I was just like, wow, I'm like, I've never felt that before, like ever, not even with any of my other firsts. So something felt really different about that. And again, I just think like how we are together. I mean, the respect and love that we have for each other is unlike anything I've ever felt, unlike anything ever that he's ever felt. So it just, I don't know, it just worked. And girls, I don't know if you have anything to like, it's just, I'm so different, but like a better version. Like we would never have worked 5 years ago. I'll say that. I mean, I know that he knows that too. So I don't know, girls, what do you think?
I think that you knew pretty quickly. And I think.
What did I say to you when 2 weeks after I met him? I even took a video of it, y'all.
That you were going to marry him. I know it's crazy, but I'm going to marry him.
I said that in front of Queendom. I'm like, guys, yep. I raised my hand and I was like, I know this sounds insane. I go, but I'm going to marry this man. And Catherine's like, I know. And Kristen, I can't remember what you said, but Sarah goes, wait, what? She's like, you just met him. I go, I know.
Now you know him and you love him and you're excited about this whole thing. But at the time, did that scare you addressing the Queendom now?
No, because I've never said it. I've never said it. And that's the first time, right, Kat, you've ever heard that.
Mark, are you asking if it scared her or if it scared us?
I'm asking if it scared the Queendom.
Nothing scares me anymore with Kramer.
My answer would be yes and no. I think it felt very different. I believed from the second she said it that they would get married. But I think I still have a little bit of that hesitation and fear, as I think you did at first too, just because of being hurt so many times. Had nothing to do with him, had nothing to do with anything other than what if this happens again? But that was quickly, I think, for her and for me, more normal, because I'm usually the one that's like, oh God, like, what are they going to do? You know, more than her. But that would quickly subsided, honestly, on this one.
And you've never heard me say that.
No. I mean, yeah. You've obviously been married before, but right. It was definitely not a, I didn't know you for the first, but you know. No, and even though the marriage to Mike was rather quick, it was not like that at all. Not at all.
Mm-mm. I just knew we were in.
But were you happy about that, or were you nervous about that, or were you concerned about that? Like, I my first thought was concern, and I don't know her as well as you guys do.
No, I wasn't nervous, and I don't know why. There's something really special about Alan, and I'm not just saying this because she's here. I've said this to anybody that's asked. Like, Alan's a different accountability for her. He's a different kind of guy. There's some like old school pieces of him that I really love and respect a lot. Like, he's not going to just go with the flow because that's what we all do. He's like, he challenges and he pushes back on some things. And I've really liked that for her, because Jana and I are very similar humans. Like, we can make a homeboy a welcome mat pretty fast if we want to. I'm just going to say it the way I want to say it. So I really, like, I felt something similar even to my own marriage. Like, when I had met Preston, I was like, this is different, challenging and different and quick, but just so different that it's like, when you know, and when you don't, you don't. And so I saw that come over her, and I was like, okay, I'm here for this. And I would listen to some of the FaceTimes here and there, and I thought, this guy is just like, he's going to make her level up to a different level that even she hasn't been in a relationship and she's capable of and has always wanted, but she's just never had somebody that's like helped her meet at that level before.
I do say though, I want to go back to the Christmas party for Queendom, and we all have very different personalities when it comes to this. So you definitely had Kristen, who was like, yes, like, love story, I'm all in, love, 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 you know. I'm just kind of sitting back, half terrified, half she's doing this. So, like, either on board or we're not.
That seems like your relationship with her in a nutshell, by the way. That emotion right there for a long, long time.
Catherine's relationship with Jana is, okay, I'm a friend, but also writing a press release at the same time.
Got it. Too. But then you have, like, Pamela over here, like, can we please talk logistics? Like, can we just talk about logistics? And then you have Sarah, who was just like, what are you doing? Like, she was so confused. So I just wish we had a camera for that night, because it couldn't have explained all of us any better. And Jana just smiling like, yep, yeah, I'm getting married.
I was like, it's happening. We're planning a wedding.
I mean, my reaction when I heard was, like, it's a metaphor. You know, Jana was she was in a pool. And she had a really bad time in that pool, and it almost took her down. She almost went under. And so she was like, that's it. No more pools for me for a long time. And now she's doing a fucking cannonball into the deep end.
And we're all on the sideline. Four cards. Right.
Well, that was my concern.
The funny thing is he had no idea even that Queendom night that I did any of that, that I said, because we never even talked about it. Right. That was just, what, 2 weeks into knowing each other?
Yeah.
Hey, I would, can I say this one thing? Because this piece is really important to me, and this is like, all of our characters aside, I feel like the one thing that I really liked about that night was it was the first time I really watched you trust yourself. And I had watched you not trust yourself for so long. And I have watched everyone you date try to chip away you trusting yourself. And this was the first time that you were just kind of unapologetically like, I'm going to fucking marry the Scottish guy. And I was like, I'm here for this. Like,
because I didn't ask. And normally I'm like, do you like him? What do you think? Uh-huh. Like this, I'm always asking that. Do you think he's cute? Like, and then I was like, I don't care what they think.
No, nope.
That was definitely a huge like, I think, sign for us for sure. Like, the queendom wasn't blowing up. Like, what does this mean? And what does that mean? And do you think? And do you know, it was just like, it's happening.
Why Sarah came back to the queendom chat, because it got so quiet.
Queendom got real quiet.
Well, and one more question. We talked about this with Alan a little bit about him knowing the past and everything and reading up about, you know, all that stuff. But when do you reveal all that stuff to him? You don't let him go look in the tabloids. At some point, you have to sit him down and say, look, so here's the deal. Here's what you're going to find out there. Here's what happened, right? That's got to be a tough conversation.
Catherine's laughing right now because there was...
You literally asked the most perfect questions. Sorry. Go ahead.
Because Catherine, I can't even remember, was it, I brought it up to you, right, Kat?
I think so, yeah.
Where I was like, or you might have asked, like, does he know? And I'm like, I think you might have asked that first.
I think I
like,
did, yeah.
In the very beginning. And I'm like, well, he's never brought it up. So I'm like, I'm assuming he Googled me, right? Like, I Googled him. So I'm assuming he knows my past. And he didn't, like, when we first met, it didn't really come up, which normally I feel like I'm always on defense to have that conversation and be like, I know my Wikipedia page isn't blah, blah, blah. And this time it didn't happen that way at all. He didn't ask me. And so then I'm like, but then it got so far into it that I'm like, I have to address it because what if he thinks I'm like hiding it, but he's never really asked me. So like, and for the first time in my life, I'm like, I've gotten to the place where I'm like, I'm not ashamed of it anymore. It's a past. And sure, again, in my weird messed up brain, I just think I've had one marriage. I've had two weddings, one technical Elvis 19 one. But like, you know, that wasn't a marriage. So like that to me is like, that one's like gone. But still, it's still a part of my story. It's still something, a thing I did when I was 19. So like, yes, I walked down the aisle to my friend's now husband. And, but then really my marriage, my 7 year or almost 7 year marriage is the one that like we talked about. Cause that was the most instrumental one in my life and the one that impacted me the most. And why would I bring up the other two? Because they were just a relationships in my mind. And he didn't say anything. So I'm like, but then I remember, I think calling Kat going like, I don't know what to do. Cause now I'm like, do I bring it up now? Like, 3-4 months later into the relationship, because he hasn't asked. And so then we were watching this TV show, or no, he was looking through some of my, like, he's like, he had this, like, this little Fire Stick thing, and he goes, so what are some of the things or movies, or let's see if we can find them. And I was like, oh, no, like, this is silly, I don't want to do that. But he's like, no, it'd be funny. So he's like looking through, and he searches my name, and then he's like, married Jonathan. Who's Jonathan? And I was like, and then I kind of just like ignored the question because I'm like, don't you know? And go, God, do I have to go through this right now? So I call Kat and I go, I don't know what to do. Like, do I be like, by the way, like, and she's like, well, you should ask him, right? We were like, ask him if he Wikipedia'd you, I guess.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't really know what to do. So I kind of like, we didn't go into it that night because I kind of changed the subject. And then I was like, when I flew back to the States, I'm like, okay, I almost feel like now I have to sit him down to be like, this is what I've done. And it was before Julie came over. So I was like, I need to tell him before Julie comes over that this whole situation. And even the first abusive relationship guy that I married when I was 19 in Vegas, that my like half my family still doesn't know about. So,
how?
Well, I mean, unless they watch Dancing with the Stars, I don't think my family's Googling me. They know me.
Very popular show.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think my like Uncle Roy or whatever is Googling me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure they found out from the Dancing with the Stars show, but before that, they didn't, because I wasn't, you know? So anyways, but I remember sitting on in the little kitchen area. I was like, so have you like looked anything up like with my past or anything? And He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, God, he was making me like so hard. And I was just like Googled, Wikipedia'd relationships. He's like, yeah, I saw that, you know, you had a few. And I'm like, few marriages or few, like, how many do you think I've had? It was so awkward. And I was like, and he's like, well, Mike, and then the Mike. And I go, well, and then, so it's like, my best friend, Julie, who you're about to meet in about 10 minutes, is coming over.
Suddenly the doorbell rings. Julie's with a casserole with your ex-husband. It's a good time to chat about it, Kramer. It's a good time, right down to the deadline.
I was like, yeah, I was like, we had a wedding, but we were never married. A week later, I was just like, this isn't my person. And I didn't know how to cancel the wedding. So on paper, yes, we got married for a week. And he was just like, he asked, I think, maybe one or two questions about it. And I said, but Julie's still my best, you know, Julie then married him and we became best friends, me and Julie. And it's great. And he's like, he had like literally nothing. It's fine.
And all the scandals, all that stuff, did you have to address that or
no? I mean, the one thing that was talked about, I've never spoken about it, but we talked about that too. And yeah, so it was like not an issue at all because he knows. He had been with me longer than that person was, and he's like, this is not you. And I was like, mm-hmm. So.
And all the stuff with Mike, all the Us Weekly, all this stuff, like he's up to speed, basically.
He's up to speed.
Okay, great.
He knows, and he's just like, but the thing is he loves me more for it, and that's what I love. That's why I love mm-hmm. him so much, too, because he's never made me feel guilty, shameful around it. And he's just like, your past is your past. And I have a past too. And things I'm not proud of and things that I've done. And we've met at the right time. And so I appreciate that because I don't want to carry shame of it. I've let it go because it's not my shame to hold on to anymore. If someone feels uncomfortable about that, like that's, you know, I can reassure them with things, with my actions and everything else. It's not mine to have to do.
Well, I'm trying to think of a quote that I heard. There's something about, yeah, scars. Like, you shouldn't be ashamed of scars because it means you were stronger than whatever tried to hurt you. And it's kind of like that. Like, yours aren't physical scars. It's just you've been through a lot of stuff, and here you are stronger than ever. So
yeah,
that is commendable.
And we address, like, you know, I was like, hell yeah, I was controlling. I was so controlling. And I was like, and then post that because I'm like, I'm so scared of losing things. And like, but that's not, you know, I think there'll be a piece of me that will always... not always, but that may fear may come up, but it's also, I know that there's nothing that I can truly control. So I had to like release those things and, you know, that yeah. hasn't been in that our relationship.
Well, we've gotten to zero questions. So let's get to those. Do you mind if we take a break and then we'll come back and do these?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Okay, let's start these. Let's see what you will answer and what you will not. Let's just tiptoe in here. Brittany asks, when's your due date, Jana?
My due date or my C-section date?
Oh, well.
Because those are two very different things.
Yeah.
My due date is, funny enough, so remember, I don't know if I've spoken about this on the podcast, but my queendom knows, is that my 40th birthday, I said, it's going to, like, since I was how old, Kat? Like 31, 32? I've been planning this. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to have the biggest 40th birthday party ever. I mean, I'm talking, I'm going to fly my girls on like a plane, and we're going to go to an island, and we're going to dance, and we're going to have fireworks, and we're going to just like have the best 40th birthday party ever. My due date's on my 40th birthday.
Wow.
Ruined it for all of us. I'm just kidding.
So 50 is going to be the best 50th birthday party ever. But we're going to deliver the week and a half before.
Okay. But you still won't be in any partying condition, probably. Probably not Ibiza ready.
No, but I would love to do something. But I'm a very much like, I want to do it on my actual birthday. So in my brain, I have to go, okay, My 40th will now be moved to my 50th big celebration, but I still want to do something like on my birthday, because I'm a big, like, I don't want to wait to go, oh, here's my 40th birthday in April. Like, no, my birthday is my birthday on my birthday. I've always been that person.
Becca asks, is it a boy or a girl?
So KV, someone slid into my DMs the other day going, okay, is Lion going to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
Everyone wants to know. I tell everyone, I'm like, is it a prom date or is it a best friend?
Right. I was really hoping for, well, I think they could be both, right? Because gender, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess up. Everyone's asking me too, because they're like, so you guys have done every pregnancy together. Does this one match? And I have no comment.
Right. Well, we did the blood work to... We did the early blood work to check all the stuff and then to check the gender. And then I had a scan. I had to go check on that fibroid in Los Angeles when I was flew out there for filming. And we did like the anatomy scan, the one, like the first ones, and they saw the part. So we are having a boy.
Wow.
Yay.
So it's great, because now Jana and I can be in-laws with each other. Up until now, haven't had we've had best friends, which is awesome. But then we've never been able to like really seal the deal of this arranged marriage. And now we can. It's great.
That's great news. And breaking news. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I was convinced it was a girl. I was telling Kat from the second I got pregnant, I was like, it's a girl. Like, I mean, 1,000,000,000,000% sure it was a girl.
What was Jason Jolie's reaction to it's a boy?
Oh, it was so cute. Well, so I got the paperwork and Alan was in England with his kids. And so the doctor was supposed to call Catherine with the gender. And so, but when I was there, she's like, oh, here's the paperwork. Like it was came on the same day as my appointment. She's like, you want to take the envelope? And I'm like, sure. So I sent a picture to Queendom. I'm like, y'all, I have the envelope. But Alan doesn't come home for 2 days. So I'm like, what do we do? Like, do I look at it first? Do I wait to see until he sees it? And I was even looking at the envelope. And so Kat's like, open it, open it.
I can't wait for stuff like that.
All of our personalities played out in this one too, just perfectly. I'm like, no, it's the magic of being together.
I was like, it'll be magical. You can surprise him and do something awesome for him. It's fine.
Yeah. So maybe I was like, okay, maybe I'll open it. And then when he comes home, I'll surprise him with like either a pink soccer ball or a blue soccer ball, you know, and then we could still celebrate together. But then I was like, no, like I really want that first thing together. So I ended up waiting those 2 or 3 days, however long it was.
Wow, that's strong.
Yeah. And it was sitting on my little table in my room. And by the second day, I went over to the envelope to see if I could maybe get the sheet of paper out of like the creases because she licked it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like trying to like see if I can like tap the paper over, but it didn't work.
Did you hold it up to the light?
No, because she like, I saw her fold it like a million times. So
why not FaceTime with him? Why not? Isn't there a happy medium you could do there?
Well, I wanted to like hug him and like embrace him and have that like that moment. Mm-hmm. He wanted to do it over FaceTime. And I was just like, no, I can't. I can't. Because he really wanted to know. He's like, just open it. And I was like, I can't. So then he comes back and it's really cute. I have the reaction. I filmed it. And we open it together. And on the, you know, on the bottom, it said boy. And I mean, I was shocked. So shocked. And then we told the kids, did I tell Jolie? Oh, no, we did the gender reveal for them. That's right. So we found out secretly together and then we did the gender reveal for Queendom. So, and the kids.
How did you do the reveal?
We had, I ordered like these confetti things from Amazon.
Oh, fun, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, because I just wanted to have like a little celebration for the kids and a little party. And then since the Queendom didn't really know, I had kind of shared it. So KB there, and Catherine, so they knew.
You already knew? KB already knew?
They knew. Oh, you didn't know. I told Catherine.
And I told her I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. I keep forgetting. Yeah, that's what it was. I told Catherine, and I was like, don't tell Kristen. She's going to be mad.
You guys, I saw the pantry, and I knew you were up to something.
We left, and Nick goes, you lied to her. And I was like, I had to.
This gets so deep so fast.
Well, I felt bad because she was supposed to know originally. So, yeah, but it was really sweet. And, yeah, she did.
I love being surprised, guys, because we didn't do a gender reveal. I loved it. Like, I live for a gender reveal.
Yeah, it was really sweet, and the kids are super excited. At first, I wanted another girl because I never had a sister, so I always kind of wanted Jolie to have a sister. But I think with Jace's age, and then having a boy, they'll be good growing up together.
Was Jolie disappointed though that she didn't get a little sister?
No, she's so excited now because she wants to boss around the boys.
Yeah.
So I was like, girl, I was like, you get to be the boss. You are my only girl. And so she's like, oh yes. So she's pumped.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let's see. Back to it. So then, I mean, while we're just revealing like crazy, well, let's continue the spree. Haley wants to know, do you have a name picked out?
So I think we do. We're trying it on. I really, and it's not 100% yet. So I'll tell you what didn't go. I really want a J or an A.
That was the question from Mindy. Will you continue with the J's?
Yeah, so I really wanted a J. Kristen, Jagger's out. I was going to go with Jagger, but I just think Jagger is a really cute kid's name. I don't know if I love it for an adult name.
Mm. I'm not offended because Love was going to be Jagger if she was a boy, and then we never named one Jagger. So,
but it's a great name. I just don't know if it fits like me and Alan.
Right.
And then I kind of wanted, the name I really wanted was Jax or Jackson, but his last name's Russell. So I can't Jack Russell.
I knew Mark was going to love that.
Oh, that poor kid. That would not be good.
But like, honest, but kind of Jack Russell, like come into the field, Jack Russell. Kind of sounds cool.
It's just dog jokes his whole life.
True.
He's already in the field if he's Jack Russell, because that's what Jack Russells do.
Yeah.
But what if it's Jax Russell?
I think that's worse. Because then they think they're being clever with the dog jokes.
And then you have to start, like, do you age him by months or do you age him by dog years? It starts to get really complicated. It's like, only one, but really he's seven because he's Jack Russell.
Don't go in the bathroom. Just go in the backyard, Jax Russell.
I'm dead. Okay. Jackson is now totally out. I wanted to also name him Ace, but I can't because Jace.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. So if you come up with a good A or J name, we do have an R name, I think is going to be the actual name, but we're still trying it on. I'm not ready to say it yet.
An R name with Russell. I mean, there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah, and it's strong too. So I think we've been calling the baby that name for about a week, but I'm still open to suggestions. So if anyone wants to comment on suggestions, an A, J, or an R, I'm here for it. Axel was thrown at us. I didn't love it. No offense
Russell
to any Axels.
Too rhymey.
Yeah. I had all the girl names. Like I was.
That was our thing. I think a lot of people, I was talking to Danielle Roma about this. Girls' names, it's about narrowing it down. Boys' names is finding anything you can tolerate.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So taking suggestions, but we are trying on one name.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to hearing it. Aaron wants to know if your child will have dual citizenship. I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's a really good question. And I honestly don't know the answer to that because I think it's based on where the kid's born or?
Well, they'll automatically be a citizen of that nation.
Right.
But I think because Alan is a citizen of another nation, they would automatically have dual citizenship. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really good question. I know, I don't know. I mean, because Alan has a work visa right now. And then when we get married, he'll get his official visa or whatever that's called. Green. I have no idea. Like I'm so bad with that kind of stuff. But yeah, I would assume maybe that the baby would. I don't know.
Probably.
All One right. would think.
Let's move on from the kid questions. We'll take another break and come back with a whole potpourri of other stuff.
Oh, great.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job, not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Okay, here, let's do it Jeopardy style. Here are your categories. Alan, relationships, family, or miscellaneous?
Oh, girls, why don't you pick for 100?
Alan.
Alan question. Here we go. What was different about Alan that made you fall in love with him? That's what Martha would like to know.
I would say how safe I felt around him. I felt very safe and very respected. I know I keep saying the respect word, but I have never felt so respected in a relationship. Like, he truly respects and loves me. And that just makes me then feel safe.
That's a good answer. Meredith wants to know when the wedding is.
We are going to do next year, thinking late summer, fall.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hannah is wondering how you envision your wedding to look with Alan.
Very small. Y'all, I got to send you the dress. I picked two dresses.
What? This is the shit that happens when we don't talk for like 1 hour.
It's just unbelievable.
It's just, first of all, that's not the date I have. And Sarah Bryce has been blocking Lee Bryce's calendar for different days.
Well, did you hear that Lee can't come to that one, the date that I sent? And so my thing was, I was like, listen, I was like, I can't, I'm working around Lee Bryce, low cash, you know, family summer vacations, because I want all of Queendom to be there. So I'm trying to like, so the date that I have is the date we're going with, but Lee can't come. And so now I feel bad. So I was voice memoing Sarah last night. I'm like, okay, if I moved it up a day, would that work better for you? You know, so I'm like, but I'm also like, if I do that, then it's like going to mess up Preston and Locash. And
are we keeping the same day?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's if it changes.
We have a dress?
Well, I think so. So I have two. I'm going to send it to the Queendom, and it's one of two. So I need you guys to heart the one you like, because I'm torn between the two. I have my favorite, but I don't want to say which one's my favorite.
Are you in the dresses in the photos, or are they just photos of the dresses?
I am not getting into a dress right now with my belly bump. So I basically just told the people, I was like, can I have y'all send it to me maybe in like March-ish so I can just try on to see which one I like? But no, it's just the images of the model in them. But I'm thinking very small. I mean, like small. My Queendom and just a few family members. And I'm thinking, we're thinking overseas, and beautiful. Just a beautiful celebration
It could be a challenge for me and Easton, but you know, let us know. We'll see what we can
look at. Okay. I have to be there.
I mean, I hope iHeart would pay for it. I mean,
oh, whoa. Wedding in whoa! Scotland podcast. Hello. Putting it out there right now. We need Easton and Mark there. And Hannah and Jackie.
So you're envisioning a pretty grand affair is what you're envisioning. This isn't some quiet justice of the peace thing.
No, small but beautiful in the most likely Scotland.
Gotcha. It's beautiful setting.
Yeah.
Close friends. Got it. And then Lisa is wondering, will you legally be Jana Russell?
I'm old school. I'm going to go back. I know it's like the changes of Catherine's like, damn it. Not again, because we got to change the TSAs and the airlines and this. But I don't know. I'm just like, and I will say this too. I will be then, I'll have last name of a kid, which is, I like that. I don't want
You're
both my
family.
Kids to not have my last name.
So professionally, you'll still be Jana Kramer.
Of yes? course, yeah.
Of course. But you'll be Jana Russell legally.
Yep.
Great. Good questions. All right. More relationship questions now. Okay. Hannah would like to know, how's the co-parenting going with Mike?
Hey, Hannah Winkleman, get off the questions. Girls, I'll let you answer that one.
I mean, I think really well, as far as I know.
I feel really proud of both of you, actually.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of hit a stride. The book coming out is going to be interesting because I truly peeled a lot of layers back that, you know, he's like, oh. But I'm like, it's not about you. The book isn't about you. It's truly about my journey. And yes, there are a few stories in there, but I mean, I started the book very angry and kind of mad. And then we've come to a better relationship. And I'm like, you know, this just doesn't need to be in there, certain pieces. Some of these pieces are important to the, you know, finding out of things and the what led to it. Everything else, I'm like, it doesn't need to be in there. So I've re-edited the book plenty of times. And he actually, Mark, around that time, he's like, maybe we could have a conversation on the podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Can we schedule that around my schedule so I can be available for that?
And me
yeah,
not.
But, oh.
I want in.
I think it'd be a really... I think, you know, when he said it, I was just like, wow. I mean, I'm like, would you really want to do that, you know? And he goes, yeah, I think, you know, where how far we've come to, it could be a really important conversation. Because I think, too, it's like, with the book as well, I'm like, of course, the press, I'm sure, are going to pick up certain headlines of things that I said in there. But I'm like, there are so many times when I go, every time I talk about him, I go right back to me, what I could have done, what I could have done differently or better or been more aware of and stuff like that. And I think he deserves to have his voice on it too, you know? And I think the fact that he was the one that brought it up, I was like, yeah, I mean, I'll talk to the team, but I'm sure they would.
Yeah, we can make that work, I think.
Well, you're still on the podcast thing anyway, so it's perfect. I mean,
right. Everyone always says they're like, his face is still on the host thing. But no, I think like, you know, because unfortunately, you know, and people that, you know, when I was talking to like Rachel, you could tell he's defined by headlines. And when someone Googles him, it's not fair, you know, and he has to go, okay, this is, so I think maybe having something out there that he's spoken on, because he hasn't really spoke since our podcast. So, I think, you know, I think that's it could be helpful for all.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Two weren't, you know, it didn't work out together, but like I've always had great experiences with Mike. So I think that would be good mm-hmm. to get him back, see him again and clear the air and whatever he'd like to clear the air about. But I think it's great. It sounds like you two are in a good place and that's the goal.
Yeah, I think, you know, we parent differently at times, but I think we come together at the right times, if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. and then we really, you know, he's with the kids right now at the beach and sending photos and you know, I'm, you know, missing them extra hardcore. So, you know, he's sending more pictures. It's just like there's a lot of respect with that too. And, you know, he's let me have them longer because of the movie. And so, you know, he's very flexible as well. So it's just, it's good. And I like the peace, because when there's peace, there's flexibility and there's grace and there's good conversations.
I'm going to tangent us again. I'm sorry, those of you who have questions, but I have a question. Is he seeing someone?
He was. Yeah, he was, who I met, and she was very sweet. They are not together, but they're still friends, I believe. Yeah, but I think at the moment he's not. But
I just remember you talking in the past about how your biggest fear, your biggest concern was another maternal figure in their life. Mm-hmm. Is that still an issue for you, or is it now a little bit better because you're in a happier place and you want the best for him?
I think that was more so when they were younger. Mm. Like, they know now that I'm mom, and that with their ages too, that'll never change. Now it's, if someone comes in, that's just a bonus person that gets to love them, but they know I'm always going to be mom. Just kind of like with Alan, like, they know their dad is their dad, and Alan is just a father figure that's coming in to love them and, you know, be there for them when they need. But they always, you know, dad's number one. So, and I can see that and know that, where now I'm just like, as long as they're good with my kids, I don't care. I want him to be happy, because that then trickles into the kids' happiness too.
That seems very mature and well-adjusted.
Thanks.
Because I think that'd be hard for anybody to deal
sure.
with. But I think that's great that you've gotten to that place.
Yeah. And I think it helps with the kids' ages. I really do. Like, baby wise, I'd be like, that's when I was like, you are not taking my child that just came out of my body. Cause, but it really, whatever age though, it's really not now seeing it. There's just something different between the mother and the child. Don't you think, KB? Like, not taking away from the step parents, cause they also bring such an important piece too. But I'm also with the kids 70% of the time. So like, they're going to have, and that's something, you know, that my ex has, that would be, I would feel like that'd be a lot harder on my ex, because technically, since I have them 70%, Alan is then around them more than he is. Mm-hmm. So I could see that hurting and being hard for him. That would affect me.
A question we should ask him when we bring him on.
Yeah, and I think like that would bother me, Mark, if that's, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, understandably. Mm-hmm. Sadie, I would like to know what your mom's thoughts are about your pregnancy and your engagement.
My mom's?
Yeah.
Hey, Sadie, well done.
I called my mom. And is this, when did she meet Alan? Oh, so she met Alan. So they FaceTime a few times, but she didn't meet him until after the baby news. So I called her and I said, hey, mom, I have to tell you something. And she's like, what? I'm like, I'm pregnant. She goes, shut up. Didn't believe me at all. I was like, no, I'm serious. I'm pregnant. And she's like, no, you're like, it kept going on and on and on. I'm like, mom, I'm pregnant. Would you like me to send you the test? She made me send a picture of the test to prove that I was pregnant. Because wow. She did not believe me. Because that's how, like, I was not having another kid. Mm-hmm. So I sent her the picture, and then I called her back, and she was like, oh my God. And she's like, are you happy? She's like, I'm happy for you. And then she met Alan a few weeks later, and he had a talk with her. He asked for her permission to propose.
Oh, lovely.
And my mom didn't make it easy for him, I'll say that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I get that. I see what she's doing, and I understand that. As you guys come with the podcast, Dad, I understand her concerns. But that's good to put him through the paces. That's all right. I'm sure he expected nothing less.
Yeah, I mean, my mom's been there through all the, like, you know, she was just like, I think she basically threatened him. Like, she's like, if you ever break her heart, I will find you. I'm pretty sure those were her exact words.
Wow. All right. We are almost out of time, but let's grab a couple more of these quickly.
I have one for KB because someone asked me, KB, what was your low and high of delivery?
Oh, that'll make me emotional. The
start with the low. No. You got to end on a high note. What's the low first?
The low was just how long it took this time. I have my babies. I've had both so quickly, and I labored all like for 24 hours, and it just was like frustrating because I'm like, this isn't what my body does. Like, I know what to, like my body knows what to do. So, once we figured out what was going on, they were able to like, I progressed super quick. By the time they figured out I had, my water had broke, I'll make it like fast, but my water had broke, but that she was essentially, there was a piece of the sack of water over my cervix. So she was just lowering into that and she couldn't come down. So I was just laboring for nothing. So I labored all night and got to 2 centimeters and was so defeated. But once they figured that out and they were able to move that piece out of the way, it was 2.5 hours from the time that happened to the time she was born. So that was the low. The low was just the length of time and just like frustration. And the touring schedules wore me out this time, if I can be honest. Just the dada being gone and then he's about to go really far away and how am I feeling? And like, I've never had a whole management team checking in on my cervix quite like this. So
yeah,
really quite frustrating. But the high was that I had already seen this baby when I was pregnant with Legend. And when I met Legend, I was so confused because God had showed me this baby. It was a baby girl. Her name was Lion and she had really dark hair. And I knew it was her. And so when Legend came out, we didn't find out if Legend was a boy or girl either. And so when Legend came out, he didn't look like the baby. He was a boy. He had no hair. And I was so confused for a second. I'm like, why would God show me this baby? And then my husband was so dead set that we weren't having any more kids. So that was for a while where our family was going to be. It was just the two. And I was fine with it. But my heart always wanted 3 or 4. So the high of delivery was meeting the person God showed me 5 years ago. Head of hair, baby girl, name is Lion. And she's incredible.
It's beautiful. Mark, do you want to, are you wondering where he showed her?
Yes. I guess I was assuming it was some sort of a dream situation.
Yeah, it was like I kept praying that the baby would be healthy. Legend is a baby after a loss. So he's a rainbow baby. And I just was really, like, I just had a lot of anxiety around that. I think a lot of moms, Jana and I have talked about this a lot, but like the scarcity mentality, it never goes away. It just, even to when he was like a year old, you know, if he coughed wrong or something in his sleep, I'd be afraid he's like choking. So I just dealt with a lot of postpartum anxiety around that. But because he was a rainbow, I don't know. I just like, I had this dream. I like woke up to this like vision of a baby. And then I was like, this is so, like, I could see the baby. I could see the baby for 5 years. And I know I sound like I'm nuts, but I was like, why would God plant a vision of a baby and it not be this kid? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
So by a vision, it's just whenever you pictured Legend, you pictured a specific baby.
Well, I guess I thought it just would be that baby because why would I see a baby and it not be that baby? Mm-hmm. Is that strange? I know I sound like completely crazy.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think I understand what you're saying.
She just came at such a divine time for like our marriage and for my life specifically that it's the most patient I've had to be to meet this blind date of a person that I feel like I've essentially known for 5 years. And just to like see her, I mean, in the birth video, I just weep and you hear me saying over and over again, I'm going to cry, but I just kept saying, I knew it was you the whole time. I knew it was you.
Aww. Wow. Sweet. Sweet babes.
I know. Now that I sound like a psycho, back to you, Kramer.
Stop.
You want to rapid fire a couple of these?
Sure.
Jenny wants to know what you love about making Christmas movies.
Makes everyone happy.
Marissa, are you making more music?
Yes.
Rachel, who do you still keep in contact with from One Tree Hill?
Chantel.
Suze, when will your house be ready?
August, September.
And from Nida, we'll end on this one. What song title best describes this season of your life?
You see me rolling. No, let me see.
She might be in one of your songs. I'm not sure, but
Oh God. That's a
the theme song from Braveheart.
That's a good one. There you go. It's the theme song from Braveheart. Oh, fun. Well, I love you guys. Thanks for the Q&A, and we'll be back for another one next week. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.